1776.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. That will be me. I got a little reverb action going on, so Matt Fix was ever not in the proper position. But happy to be here in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by the one and only Mark Evans, who subbed for me in the first hour. And we're going to be doing a little garage work. We're going to open up the Auto World Garage and take your questions at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. My producer, Matt, has also informed me that we have a very special guest joining us at the bottom of this hour. He's the man behind the big Concorso Italiano event coming up in August in California, and we'll be talking with Tom McDowell. But we begin this hour with a quick look at the world of motorsports, see what's been happening in the last few days, the last week or so, with our news editor, Jeff Bressler.
David Ruderman blew past Jeff Gordon and cruised to victory in the Sprint Cup race at the Chicagoland Speedway on Saturday night. Carl Edwards made a charge in the closing laps, at one point cutting Ruderman's lead to less than a second, but he couldn't get close enough and finished second. Gordon was third, followed by Clint Bowyer and Jamie McMurray. It was a rough night for several strong chase contenders, notably Jimmy Johnson, who dominated the first half of the race, but spun out and later scraped the wall to finish 25th. Kevin Harvick entered the Chicago race with momentum and the points lead, but struggled all night long, eventually pulling into the garage with engine problems on lap 194. He eventually returned to the race and finished 34th. Harvick still holds a 103-point lead over Jeff Gordon in the standings. Even Kyle Busch acknowledged that his landmark victory in Friday's NASCAR Nationwide Series race at Chicagoland probably wouldn't have happened if not for Brad Keselowski's costly mistake. With Joey Logano out front and an overtime restart looming, Keselowski ran out of gas just before the green flag fell. Busch was able to move closer to Logano, then pounced on the restart and held on for the win. It was Busch's 37th victory in NASCAR's second-tier series, moving him into sole possession of second place in the series' career wins list. Only Mark Martin has more, with 48 victories. Toyota swept the top five spots as Logano finished second, followed by Brian Scott, David Ruderman, and Jason Leffler. Danica Patrick finished 24th, her first finish inside the top 30 in five nationwide races this season. Patrick was two laps behind the leaders at the finish. And Daytona International Speedway began tearing up the old asphalt at the 2.5-mile oval. The track will be completely repaved in time for the 2011 Daytona 500. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for the great job as usual, and we welcome the gentleman who filled in for me in the first hour of the broadcast while I was taping another show, Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars. It's the one and only Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, good, Bob. Hey, thank you again. What an honor to fill in and help you out. Hopefully I didn't destroy too much of the show, you know?
I was just surfing around on the Internet, and today is July 11th. And do you know what that means, Mark? There's a special celebration going on. I've never been a particular fan of this particular beverage, but for all of our listeners, it is officially 7-Eleven Day, and the 7-Eleven franchise is wishing happy birthday to themselves by giving out 5 million free Slurpees.
So, wow. Hey, Bob, I'll be right back. You want a Slurpee? What flavor do you want?
Well, whatever you can get. They're probably all gone by now. But I just had to pass that little bit of important information along.
That's pretty neat, you know? 7-Eleven. Yeah, we're going to have to pull over here and get us a cherry slippy.
So we'll open up the garage here. We had you on my Motor Trend program a little bit earlier for a future broadcast. It's been one of those days that we've been doing a lot of taping, but why don't we open up the Auto World garage and invite listeners to call in with any mechanical questions. So, as I like to say, in a ranting type of way, if your car isn't running, or if it's not performing well, giving you poor fuel economy, it's not running at all, it's overheating, it's the air conditioning's not working, it's parked on your front lawn, you don't know what to do, it's maybe your relative's vehicle isn't running, your mother's, your father's, your brother's, your sister's, you've gone to the mechanic, they told you you got to sell the house in order to fix the car, give us a call, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will, that's you and myself and Mark, I'm all screwed up here. Myself and Mark will, it's the Slurpee you just gave me. That's what it is. It's the brain freeze. I got the brain freeze going on. Now I know what it is. Boy, it's not bad. How's your Slurpee there, Mark?
It's kind of chunky. A little cherries in there for some reason.
I don't know. I got a little brain freeze action going on. But Mark and I are here to take your calls at 800-259-9231. And if you're on a Slurpee run right now, we want to hear from you ASAP, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, Mark, one of the questions I get thrown at me, and you can email me up to bob@autoworldradio.com, is about the old air conditioning dilemma. Is there a way to kind of head off air conditioning problems? Should you be changing out your coolant at a regular interval, or should you just let your air conditioning start to not work as well? I mean, what's your recommendations, Doctor?
Well, you know, Bob, if your piece of metal, you're driving your car, your truck, your vehicle, and all that, best thing to do is just throw down the windows. That's no joke. Air conditioning, but anyway, air conditioning's a big question mark, isn't it, for all of us? Like you and I were talking earlier on the program, the best way, sometimes we think that our air conditioner's working, and we turn it on, and it's like, it's working, it's blowing. But, Mark, why, when I'm driving down the freeway, I'm getting colder air than I am driving around town? That's one question I get, Bob, a lot. And the reason for that is that it's just like your house. You have an AC condenser outside your house. They're called that heat pump, Bob, that takes all your money because it's running all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that condenser does is the same thing we have on your car. It's a condenser, same word. It's out front of your radiator, right on the other side of that grill of your automobile. And as you're driving down the road, that high speed, 40, 50, 75, in my case, 275 mile an hour, you have all that hot, fast air coming through the grill, going through the AC condenser, and that is cooling down the condenser, which then cools down your air conditioner. So just like that heat pump outside your house, Bob, with the fan running, what that is a condenser. And condensers are designed to draw the heat out of the box in your house, bring it out into the condenser, the fan turns on, and cools it down. Same thing with an automobile. The Freon goes, you got high side, which is high pressure side, heat side, and cold side, low pressure return. The high side goes out into the condenser, the air cools it down, comes back into the low side, and you get nice, cool air. So the main thing is that you got to drive fast all the time, Mom.
With the windows down and a Slurpee in your hand. When we come back on the other side, more with Mark, and we're going to take some calls. Gentleman in Iowa is standing by. You can be next, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Telling me that down there to a drag. I said you're on, buddy, mom, just running fine. Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detail execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, I see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986, yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We've got the Auto World Garage open. If your vehicle's not running right and you'd like some expert advice from ASE certified mechanic, a gentleman who has his own garage in the great state of Iowa and Idaho. What am I calling you? It's this Slurpee once again, Mark, giving me the brain freeze. And again, for those of our listeners who are not up to speed, it is officially free Slurpee Day at your local 7-Eleven. Happy birthday to 7-Eleven. They're celebrating with 5 million Slurpees. And Mark just as I got on the air here, gave me the Slurpee, which has given me brain freeze. But if you're on a Slurpee run, we want to hear from you. Or if you are a recent purchaser of the Drain Claw, we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Larry, who's in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Hello there, Larry. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great, and Mark did a great job the first hour. He carried you good.
Oh, excellent.
Thanks, Larry.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Quick question for you. I have two different vehicles that I have problems with, or concerns about at least. One is a 2003 Ford Focus, and when we're driving down the road, occasionally we had a hesitation. Not enough to stall, but enough to be felt. If it was an old car, if it was one I used to work on back in the 60s, I'd say maybe I've got a crack in the distributor cap or something, you know, just a minor one. That's sort of a hesitation. I've taken it into the Ford dealer. They put it on the scope. They say there's no problem with the engine. It's just that when you turn on the air conditioner, that's what's doing it. Well, we've had the car since 2004, and guess what? The first year it's ever done that, we've used air conditioning all of those years in between. So I don't think their scope is telling me the whole story.
Well, Larry, now, that 2003 Ford Focus that you have, the hesitation, does it feel like it's dropping a cylinder, like like a misfire and a spark plug?
Yes, something along that line. Not enough to stall out, but enough to be noticed.
Okay. How old are the spark plugs on that Ford Focus now? Are they originals?
I don't believe so. No, the Ford dealer does the maintenance on it generally, and I thought we had had those changed, but I could be wrong. I might have had them changed on the other car.
Okay.
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought about the plugs, but wouldn't that show up on the scope?
No, it wouldn't. That's what's kind of odd. If you're in today's fuels, too, by the way, Larry, the ethanol, the 10% ethanol that's going in our United States here today, do you notice that hesitation when it's hot outside and the car's real hot also?
I don't notice a particular difference either way. We've noticed it even in the winter, and winter up here gets a little bit less than warm.
Okay, yeah, you got a good winter there, definitely. Well, one thing that you can test for yourself is when get the engine up to operating temperatures, normal temperatures, temperature gauge-wise, and that's about 10 minutes worth of just sitting there idling. And go ahead, if you would, just put it in drive, foot on the brake, foot on the gas a little bit, but put it in drive, make sure you don't drive into your garage and your house and all, et cetera, and the neighbor. And I want you to do a power drive test, is what we call it, without having any machines. Put your hands on the steering wheel, of course, put it in drive, and kind of power brake it. And under a load, I want you to count to 10, under a load. And if that engine misses about two of those numbers through 1 through 10, I will put all my money on this tip that you've got a bad spark plug.
Okay, that might be hard to do. I've got a manual transmission. But,
okay.
If you've got, I think I can hold the brake and clutch with one foot.
Yeah. Well, this is an easy way. If you've got a manual, do you have any kind of a hill close by your town, going out of town?
Oh, yeah. We've got a real nice hill.
Good. Because most of us, we drive our cars around town. It's all flat. We don't really ask the motor to work hard by any means. And so here's another test for manual transmission folks like yourself. Go ahead and just drive out to that hill. But I don't want you to... you have a tack or not a tack, doesn't matter, but I want you to bog the engine down by first gear, second gear, third, and fourth gear, and then floor it. And basically what you're doing is asking that car to go up that hill at the start of that hill in fourth gear, and you're bogging it down. That's the same thing as a power drive with an automatic transmission sitting in your driveway. And at that time, I want you to count to five now, okay? I don't want you to burn your clutch up, but just count to five. And you'll probably have two of those numbers, one, two, three, and you'll feel a miss. The third three, man, when you get to three and four, it'll go tick, 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 with a miss, misfire. So one thing about it, if the cars, this could be a coilover Ford Focus. Does it have the four-cylinder in it?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have coilovers. And what that means is no spark plug wires. And so you look at your engine, Larry, just look at the valve cover, and you'll see a little square box with electronic wires going to it, and one little 10 millimeter screw, 10 millimeter bolt head, 6-point, and or a hexagon Allen wrench looking thing, you know. And all you got to do is
loosen that little bolt up, pull the bolt out, and at that point, you can grab that little square box with the wires in it, and this little clip-in wire, you can clip that, you just pull the little plastic up, pull the wire off, and you then, at that time, can pull that box off and pull it straight up. What you'll find on that coil, that's a coil, and you'll find a spark plug, Larry, and in that hole is a spark plug down in the hole in the cylinder. I want you to replace. Most of the times, the shops, technicians will only replace your spark plug. They will never replace those $8.95 spark plug bits. They're really long. And if those boots are 2003 on that Ford Focus you have, I guarantee that you're arcing through one of those boots because, again, those spark plug boots, no wire, it's just a big long boot that's plugged into the coilover. They're getting cooked. You know, that engine compartment gets up to 350 degrees in the summertime there. So you're cooking your spark plug boots. Replace those boots. You can do all that yourself just by pulling that
one. Okay, that I can handle. Yeah, I could do that. Okay.
Good.
Yeah, Sam will help you.
I'm going to try that, and hopefully that will. The other car I have just a real brief question on. I'm not too worried about it, but I've got a 99 Honda Civic. 287,000 miles. It's starting to make a little noise under the hood. That speed, it starts to get a little louder. But you know what? It still runs like a top.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, sounds like Larry's just breaking that one in it over 200,000 miles.
I know.
It's a fun car to drive. I hate to see it go, you know, but my wife keeps telling me you can't run a car over 100,000. I keep telling her, well, tell me that three more times and we'll be at 500,000. So.
Yeah. Here's some tips, Larry. You can keep that in all our listeners on any kind of brand that has a lot of miles. What's wrong with your Honda there? That little noise you're hearing is the cam followers up on the top. You can't go in and replace them yourself. They just got a lot of miles on them, and they're going to make a little noise. It's not going to hurt anything. But get some high-mileage engine formula oil.
And
Okay, Quaker State came out with it first, and I'm telling you the truth, the ingredients within that oil is designed for high mileage, and it's got a lot more polymer in it, basically it's STP, and it's an ingredient. It's not going to hurt. It's designed for motors like yourself that's got more clearance between rod bearings, crank bearings, etc., and that high mileage formula. Well, it's designed to get rid of that noise for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Larry, thank you very much. And, Mark, we want to thank you for filling in and all your extra time here today.
Well, thanks again, Bob. I appreciate it. What an honor. And thanks for all the listeners for listening to me, too.
Excellent. We'll have you back on real soon. Thanks, Mark. Straight ahead, Concorso Italiano 2010.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great
Genesis.
Talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live all across North America. Thanks so much for joining us. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to shine the spotlight on truly one of the great automotive events of the year. It's coming up on Friday, August 13th in Laguna Seca Golf Ranch. It's a locale in Monterey, California. It's Concorso Italiano, and to tell us all about the 2010 event, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the program the chairman, Tom McDowell. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much.
Good.
Well, let's find out all about the goodies here for 2010. Looks like you've got some real outstanding things happening, including some top executives from Alfa Romeo, I understand, are going to be present, and the Alfa Romeo Museum will be presenting a very prestigious sculpture. Tell us about that.
Well, it's really interesting, Bob, because as many of your listeners may know, this is the 100th anniversary for Alfa Romeo. Sort of, it's the iconic Italian manufacturer. It's given birth to so many of the other cars in Italy. Just starting with Ferrari, for that matter. And so it's really exciting. There's auto events across the country that are celebrating this centennial, and we're no different. What we've got, though, is we've got some senior executives coming over from Fiat Group in Italy, and then we are having the curator of the Alfa Romeo Museum also coming, and they're going to be presenting a Pomodoro sculpture to the Alfa Romeo that is best represents the history of Alfa. I'm not quite sure how to quantify that, but the Alfa judges are going to be, they've got that task. So that should be fun. And we've got, I'm really surprised with the number of alphas that have opted to join us. We're going to have well over 160 of them out there, everything from dating back to the early 30s all the way up to the most current alpha that's available, the 8C Competizione, which came out in 2008.
That is wonderful. Another thing that you're doing here for 2010, you're gathering up a reunion of what is unquestionably one of the great supercars of all time, the Ferrari F40, and it started out with just a few, but boy, it has grown in the last few months.
Well, it's really interesting, Bob, because last year we had a reunion, the 25th reunion of the 288 GTOs, the first of the Ferrari supercars, and that went off really well, and there were some F40 owners that approached us about wanting to do their own reunion, and we thought, well, why not? We're the perfect venue for it, and it's just sort of taken on a life of its own. So we're going to have somewhere close to about 30 to 35 F40s out there for a reunion. It should be fun. It's a wonderful, wonderful car.
Absolutely, and certainly just an amazing performance vehicle. When you consider the size of that V8 engine, it isn't that big displacement-wise, but when those two turbos kick in, Tom, boy, that vehicle is a real, real rocket.
Bob, I've not had the pleasure of riding in one, although one of the owners who actually doesn't live far from me, we're up in Washington State, and he has promised to give me a ride in his, and I'm ready to strap myself in. That should be fun.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about a very famous Lamborghini icon who is returning to Concorso Italiano again here for another visit. Tell our listeners all about this very famous gentleman.
Well, Valentino Balboni has been a test driver with Lamborghini since he was quite young. Actually, he just went over to Lamborghini and volunteered to help out in any way he can. And before long, he became a test driver, and he's an icon in the Lamborghini world. And oddly enough, he's an icon outside the Lamborghini world too. So there are, and he appeals not just to the older guys who have known him for many, many years, but even the young kids who were born long after Valentino achieved his iconic status. And it's fun to see him at the event because it's like a rock star and people flock to him. He's a prince of a person, and he's just a real genuine individual. So we're excited to have him back, and we're going to be having a special ceremony by Chuck Della Sala, the mayor of Monterey. And so that should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Tom McDowell. He's the president of Concorso Italiano 2010. And, of course, you guys are celebrating a big year this year. It is the 25th year of Concorso Italiano. Congratulations, Tom. And I know that you've got a number of very special things going on to celebrate that.
We do. We're proud to have survived and thrived in those 25 years, and we've had a few up and down years recently, but last year we bounced back very nicely. But, you know, we talk about 25 years, and that's great, but then, as I mentioned, we look at Alfa Romeo's 100th anniversary, and you think, in that awfully competitive world, and the two world wars they've dealt with, and they're still standing, the 25 years that we're celebrating sort of pales in comparison.
So true. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If anybody has a question about Concorso Italiano, Tom McDowell, the president of the event, will be with us all throughout this half hour to kind of give a preview. So in addition to all the wonderful Italian cars on display and all the things Italian that are going on, and we're going to touch on that as well, tell our listeners also about the fact that you allow other vehicles, other makes and models also to show off their wares at Concorso.
Well, Bob, there's plenty of people who want to come out, and they've got some beautiful cars. It's just they're not going to take their Italian cars, or if they don't have the Italian cars, they're going to take their wonderful machines that they've got. And so we have somewhere between about 150 to 200 non-Italian cars. Probably the biggest number is Porsche and BMW and Audi. But there are some wonderful machines, and something that we found a little odd is Corvettes really have no place to go in Monterey. And we've had a couple groups step up, and so we've established something called Corvettes et Concorso. We're going to have some rather exotic Corvettes at the event this year. One of them is a Zagato-designed Corvette. It's called the Piranha. It's coming in from South Africa. So we're really excited about having that. We haven't announced it yet. So this is the first word we've mentioned it on your radio show.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. And boy, that reminds me of the fact that lots of folks, you know, travel from all over the United States and all over the world to attend all the weeks, all the events during the Monterey week, and everybody loves to come to your event, and cars come from all four corners of the globe as well.
Yes, and it, in fact, one of the cars that we're having is our guest designer is Leonardo Fioravanti. He designed more Ferraris than any other person. And so we're celebrating some of his designs, which are primarily Ferraris. And one of his more recent designs is called the Ferrari SP1. It's owned by a Mr. Hiramatsu in Nagoya, Japan. He's going to be flying the car over, and it's going to be the first time it's seen in North America. So we're really excited about that. And it's a reunion of sorts with the designer and the owner of the car. So that promises to be a lot of fun.
In addition to all the wonderful car activities, of course, the Concorso Italiano is known for being a celebration of all things Italian. A celebration of Italian style is one of your trademark lines, and you never disappoint in that area with some wonderful food and activities for the entire family. Tell our listeners about some of the other events that are going on that will be of interest to everybody.
Well, there are three primary elements aside from just the cars, and certainly food. You know, it's food for Italians is like sport. So we really have to go out as all we can with food. So there are many different food options. But we also have Pasquale Esposito, with an operatic tenor who's going to be performing. And after the break, I could share a little bit more about a fashion show as well.
Perfect. More with Tom McDowell, the president of Concorso Italiano, straight ahead. You're listening to America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. Don't go away. A brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk? Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wokinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo, it kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags and stash and just go up for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it takes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. If you're headed out to Monterey, California for all the car happenings during the Monterey week of car events, you must check out the 25th anniversary of Concorso Italiano happening on Friday, August 13th from 9 to 5 p.m. at the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch. Joining us, telling us all about it, is the president, Tom McDowell. And Tom, before the break, you were telling us about all the wonderful Italian food, and I married an Italian girl, first time getting married just 3 years ago, and I have learned that, as you said, that food and Italians, it's definitely a sport, to say the least. And before the break, you were telling us about the wonderful musical entertainment that you have lined up. Tell us more.
Well, yeah, it's a day full of cars, of course. It's all about the cars, but there are plenty of people who come to the event that perhaps they're the reluctant spouse or something along those lines, and they're looking for other diversions. And so we do have the food, which is hardly a diversion. It's a center of the activity as well, but we have an operatic tenor who's going to give us about a 30-minute performance. His name is Pasquale Esposito. He's absolutely terrific. Then we have this thing called a fashion show, and it's grown to be extraordinarily popular, and I'm the kind of guy who high fashion means no holes in my denims.
Me too.
So it's difficult for me to appreciate all of the appeal, but I tell you, it's standing room only, not only at the bleachers, but at the on-ramp. It's about a 30-minute fashion show, and it's 10 rows deep, and I'm not a real tall guy, so if I don't get there early enough, I can't see over people's shoulders to be able to see the event. It's just extraordinarily popular. So I don't know if I appreciate it as much as I should, but most of the attendees do appreciate it.
That is fantastic. And of course, lots of folks are excited about the return of Fiat here to the United States. And I just heard recently that it will be during the month of December that selected dealers will be showcasing the Fiat 500. Tom, are you going to have any Fiat 500s on display, or any representation by the folks at Fiat?
That's a great question. Absolutely. Fiat is jumping in with both feet with us, and yes, that Fiat 500 that has been for sale for many years in Europe, they're bringing over some European examples of the new 500, and it does go on sale in December at selected dealers, as you say, in the United States. So that's Fiat's first real return to the United States is with that 500. So they're going to have a couple of examples. We are putting out a call this week for all classic Fiat 500s, and we already have a large handful of Fiat 500s that are already registered. So I think we're going to get a real good count and real good examples from the 50s, 60s, and 70s of the 500s to surround the new examples of the 500. I think that'll be fun. If anybody knows the Fiat 500s, they're small two-seater cars and two doors, and they're really a lot of fun. And any European movie you see that was made in the 60s or 70s, it's going to have some pretty good examples of the 500 in those movies.
Absolutely. And of course, in addition to all the wonderful cars that you have on display, you also have displays of motorcycles, in particular Italian motorcycles.
Yeah, it's primarily Moto Guzzi and Ducati, but there's a pretty good cross-section of brands, some of them no longer alive, but a good selection of brands. I think last year we had about 40 motorcycles. This year, I think we're going to be doing somewhere around that same number. And it's just fascinating what these guys are doing with the bikes and restoring them in just superb condition. That just the motorcycles in itself is quite an attraction. I really enjoy the motorcycles. They're a lot of fun.
Let's talk a little bit more about the venue. It worked out so well last year, and you're back again at the same locale, the Laguna Seca Golf Ranch. Tell our listeners who haven't been there a little bit about the feel and a little bit about how last year's event went.
Sure. We were a little nervous last year because we're just a couple miles west of the racetrack on Highway 68, leading the main road between Salinas and Monterey. And so we're a little nervous about traffic. We hadn't tried anything yet, and we made a few dry runs, but there's nothing like game day to really prove our planning, and it worked out really nicely. And it what's fantastic is if you're driving your Lamborghini or your Alfa or Maserati up, and you'd enter the parking lot, and there the whole golf course opens up in front of you, and it's sort of undulating hills with wonderful trees, there's sand traps. It's the grass is just a splendid green. And the whole event unfolds in front of you. It's really an inspiring sight. And we take about five fairways. And so the cars enter and they park. We have a decorative display. This year we're going to be having a really nice display of alphas. We've got an aerial photographer that's going to be able to take a photo of the way these alphas are displayed. It's going to do a very interesting spell out. But we're going to have 1,000 to 1,200 cars at the event, cars that have entered the event. We'll probably have another 6,000 people, 7,000 people who are coming in via general admission. They can park on the premises. They don't have to deal with a bus. We've got a tram to be able to transport them from the fairways where they're parking up to the main gate. It's a very pretty venue in that Highway 68 Valley. Again, this leading up to Monterey, leading from Salinas.
Absolutely. Very convenient. And again, celebrating 25 years. It's the 25th year of Concorso Italiano, so that in itself is worth a trip out to check out this event. My good friend Barry McGuire, the CEO of McGuire's Wax Company, has always said, and I agree with him, I mean, years ago we both kind of concluded that visually the Concorso Italiano event is probably the most stunning event in all of the automotive world.
Well, it is fun. And one of the things I noticed, Bob, is I went back to Italy after last year's event and met with a variety of designers and to the manufacturers, and uniformly what each one said was, we heard it was beautiful and we heard it was a wonderful show. So somehow they're listening to what's going on with the event over here, because it is an important event in the Italian car world. And when they started telling us how beautiful it was, especially a couple of the designers that came to the event, and they more than anybody have an eye for beauty.
Absolutely. When you get that kind of accolades from designers, you know you're doing something right. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you have a question for Tom McDowell, the president of Concorso Italiano 2010, do so right now, email-wise as well, bob@autoworldradio.com. We have one email here, and that's about tickets. Can tickets be purchased in advance for the Concorso event?
Absolutely. And it's probably easier to go that route. And all they have to do is visit our website, which is www.concorso.com, C-O-N-C-O-R-S-O.com. And tickets are available over the website. It's a very easy process.
And certainly
they're available on the day of the event as well.
Wonderful. And it's August 13th from 9 to 5 p.m. And just an amazing event. In at least once in your life, you should head out to California for this event and check out some of the other events going on, concluding on Sunday with the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. It's interesting to see some kind of sub-events surrounding Concorso, including an Alfa Romeo dinner celebration that sounds like a whole lot of fun for those folks.
Yeah, it's the ARA, the Alfa Romeo Association. That's one of the leading clubs in the San Francisco Bay Area. Not only, it's their 50th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And so they're celebrating the evening as the Concorso day winds down. The Alfa Romeo Association is having a celebration dinner, and it's open to all, not just members. And so it looks as though that's going to be fun. They're a little bit overwhelmed by the attendance. They weren't expecting the response that they're getting. It's certainly they're finding that a whole lot more non-club members are joining up rather than club members, and they're excited about that. But it's just surprising. So what they'll be able to do is sit in the clubhouse that overlooks the golf course. That in itself is a beautiful view, and just be able to relax after a long day in the warm sun under the blue skies.
Oh, that sounds absolutely spectacular. Well, I'm going to be there doing my broadcasting work for both this program, Auto World, as well as for Motor Trend, and probably be doing something for Haggerty's Inside Classic Cars as well. So really looking forward to seeing you, Tom, and we'll get you on the other shows as well. But we thank you so much for telling us all about it here on Auto World.
Great. Thank you very much for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of the program. If you're going away, we'll see you next time around. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.